We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome, friends, to the 2023 WNBA Mock Free Agency on the Her Hoop Stats Podcast Network. I'm Gabe Ibrahim, and I'll be role-playing the player agent in this third annual edition of our role-playing exercise, where six WNBA experts pretend to be real WNBA GMs and negotiate with me to sign some of the game's biggest stars. Except we didn't mention one superstar on this podcast, Brittany Griner, because at the time of recording, Brittany was still a Russian captive, and now she's home, and we are absolutely elated to see her back home. And better yet, she just announced that she wants to come back and play for the Phoenix Mercury. And obviously the Phoenix Mercury would love to have her. Her return may have changed things for Phoenix in this exercise, but honestly, who cares? We're just happy to have her back and whole and going to see her back on the court. So with that, let's get right into the 2023 WNBA Mock Free Agency. Hello and welcome to the 2023 WNBA mock offseason / free agency here on the Her Hoop Stats podcast. This is the third time that we have done this right before free agency. And what we're doing is basically a role-playing game where I am a player agent and the people you see on your screen are various GMs of two teams each. And we're all going to sort out exactly what is going to happen in free agency. We are tremendously accurate. We get every signing correct as it's going to happen in free agency. That's our promise right here. Actually, it's not a promise. Don't hold us to that. But we hope you're following us on Her Hoop Stats. We hope you are subscribed to our podcast. And we hope you're watching all of our stuff because we're here every week, multiple times a week. So let's go and start introducing ourselves, saying what our jobs are on this podcast. I'm going to start with our league office, Jacob Mox. Who does not have video because he is in his local library, which is providing him with Wi-Fi. Support your local library. Jacob.
Yeah, this will be my second year acting as the league office. Threw together a little bit of a spreadsheet. I'll be tracking transactions as they go down and kind of in the background for any CBA rule support as needed. So,
yeah, Jacob's a huge help, and you're just going to hear him. He's just going to come in from the sky, like the league office does, All right, we're going to move to this view, and I'm going to have Kevin tell everyone who you got, what you're planning to do, and what your title is.
Hey, Kevin Pelton, writer for ESPN, and I have the Seattle Storm, Dallas Wings. Storm, obviously hoping to re-sign Breanna Stewart and find a replacement for Sue Bird at point guard are our two biggest priorities. Dallas looking to bring back our restricted free agents and then maybe add a little more experience and leadership to the bench.
All right, Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina Merchant with The Athletic. I am representing the Los Angeles Sparks and the Phoenix Mercury. For the Sparks, we are looking to get back to the playoffs with new head coach Kurt Miller, and that means bringing back Neko Gumake and some good pieces to fit alongside of her. And for the Phoenix Mercury, we expect Diana Taurasi to return, and as long as Diana Taurasi is playing, we are trying to compete for a championship.
All right. Richard?
Hi, Richard Cohen, writer for Her Hoop Stats. I'm representing Chicago and Indiana. Chicago went well last season. We'd like to bring most of our roster back, go again, try and win another title. Indiana finally got some luck in the lottery, looking to build on what we've got, get better, keep growing.
They finally won a lottery. Congratulations, Richard. All right, Alfred.
Hi, everyone. Alfred, occasional writer with Her Hoop Stats. This year, I have the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces. Regarding Las Vegas, I think it's going to be short and sweet and probably no major moves there. Regarding New York, we're looking to see if we can add a player or two who can hopefully put us over the top and make us a contender.
All right. And then so everyone that just talked is a second-year GM. Bobby, you are first-year GM on the podcast. So tell us who you got, what are you doing?
So, hi, I'm a contributor at Her Hoop Stats, and I have the Atlanta Dream and the Minnesota Lynx. And basically, my plan of attack is both teams have very exciting small forwards who I would like to see play a bit of power forward in Ryan Howard and Nafisa Collier, respectively. So I just want to build a team around them that enables them to operate more off the ball and get opportunities to play up the positional spectrum at the four spot.
All right. Captain of the ship, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron Barzilai here. I'm the GM for the Connecticut Sun and Washington Mystics. For Connecticut, you know, we made the finals last year. We got a lot of talent, a lot of money invested in those players. We're, you know, really trying to run it back. And, you know, we think this could be our year. No more disrespect. And then for Washington, it's actually a pretty similar spot. You know, we, you know, had the change with Eric Thibault stepping up to become the head coach. You know, we're excited about handing over the reins to him. Obviously, as Mike Thibault, I'm still going to be the GM. And, you know, we think we've got tons of talent on our team and you know, we have a little bit of cap space. And so we're looking to make a big push as well. We felt good about our team last year and think it can be even better this year.
All right, folks. Well, after that, we've gone all the way to January 1st. So in part, actually, Jacob, tell us what teams can do on January 1st.
Yeah, so, well, I should add, it was reported recently that maybe these dates aren't going to be the exact same dates as they've been in the past. But right now, you can teams are allowed to announce if they are coring players, so giving a player a core qualifying offer, which would be the one-year Supermax offer, or they can make any other type of qualifying offer. I don't believe any deals can be accepted. They definitely can't be negotiated quite yet. But yeah, qualifying offers for now.
And that's why I'm asking from each of you if you have any qualifying offers, if you have any cores. Let's just go around again. So we'll start, actually, this is the layout on my screen. So Aaron, do you have any qualifying offers to hand out?
I'm sorry, I think I was muted there. So I definitely want to make a qualifying offer to Rui Machida in Washington, hoping that, obviously she's going to agree to play in the U.S. again. I'm kind of torn on Avina Westbrook. I haven't mapped this part out as well as I should have. Apologies. I think I'm probably not going to make, no, I'll probably make a qualifying offer for her as well. And then, for Connecticut, want to make a qualifying offer for Natisha Heidemann.
All right. No, those are good. All right, Kevin.
Seattle is going to make a reserved qualifying offer to Ezzie Magbegor and then a restricted qualifying offer to Gabby Williams, even though it's possible she might not play in the league this year due to playing in the French league and the prioritization rule. Dallas is going to make reserved qualifying offers to both Tierra McCowan and Marina Mabry.
And could you just very briefly explain why you're not giving a core qualifying offer to Breanna Stewart?
Yeah, that is not an option at the moment because Jewel Lloyd still counts as the Storm's core player after signing a two-year contract as the core player last season. So to free that up, we'd have to trade Jewel Lloyd. And besides not wanting to do that, look, Breanna Stewart's going to play where she wants anyway. So we're not going to stand in her way in that regard. Although in the unlikely event she chooses to play elsewhere, we would still love to negotiate a sign and trade to get her that supermax salary.
All right. Thank you, Seattle. Richard, tell me what qualifying offer you got.
Chicago would make the qualifying offer, the reserved qualifying offer to Rebecca Gardner. And Indiana, because there's no reason not to. Everyone can come to camp, or we can just cut them later on, would make the restricted offers to Victoria Vivians and Emma Cannon, reserved offers to Kayla Pointner and Renia Davis. And yeah, that's about it.
All right, moving on to Bobby.
Okay, so for Atlanta, it's a little complicated in the sense that I just wanted to confirm because of the technicality and the rules, Atlanta can choose to make a reserve or restricted qualifying offer to AD Dirk.
That is correct. As a player with 4 years of service, who's finishing a rookie contract, but only has 3 years of service, I believe, they would be eligible for either option.
As a gesture of good faith, given the long COVID circumstances that they had to deal with for 2 years, we would like to give AD a restricted qualifying offer, allowing them to enter restricted free agency rather than reserve offer and allowing them to negotiate freely with other teams. And then Atlanta would also, we don't have to offer a qualifying offer to Maite Cazorla, but just let it be known that we'd like to negotiate with her, even though she's under suspended clause. Minnesota would like to offer a qualifying offer to Bridget Carlton and would like to make similar overtures. Again, not a formal qualifying offer, but to Maya Moore and Cecilia Zandalasini, just to know that we would be interested in talking to them if they're interested in talking to us. Oh, I'm not have to give a reserve up long off to Anna Cruz. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure we're going to get to Maite Cazorla or Chechi Zandalasini as much as I would enjoy that. We only have a certain amount of time on this podcast. It's not unlimited.
8-hour podcast.
It might be an 8-hour podcast as it stands currently. Sabrina, tell me who you're giving a qualifying offer to.
Yeah, so the Phoenix Mercury are making qualifying offers to Sophie Cunningham and Shea Petty. And the Los Angeles Sparks are making a qualifying offer to Kiana Smith. We are also trading away the rights to negotiate with Amanda Zowie B to the Dallas Wings for Charlie Collier.
Oh. I don't know how to feel about that. We may need some analysis on that.
And just real quick from Jacob, does Zowie B need to give permission for that? Oh, she's not reserved. She's suspended. Never mind.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of the rare, outside of like draft rights, obviously, that's one of the rare non-rostered player rights that you can trade. So
technically, right. I don't think we can complete that until February 1st, but so everyone knows.
Okay. So Amanda Zowie B is on the Wings and former number one pick Charlie Collier is on the Sparks. Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Alfred, who you got for qualifying offers?
All right, so in terms of qualifying offers for Las Vegas, we are offering a reserved qualifying offer to Jisoo Park. For the New York Liberty, we are offering reserved offers to Hanju and Marine Johannes.
Sorry, I was just going to ask, Alfred, did you mean to not give an offer to Crystal Dangerfield?
Correct.
Okay, just check.
All right. Well, that we can deal with that in about 2 hours. When we get down there,
I do just want to confirm I have this trade correct, because that is the one that I don't want to forget. So that was just straight up the rights for Amanda Zowie B for Charlie Collier.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay.
All right. So now we are simulating again to on our current calendar, not the potential calendar that is going to change now. We're going to go to January 15th, but we're eliminating the moratorium that has to go until February 1st. So everyone can negotiate and sign contracts starting right now. And that means we're going to go right to the top of the free agency pool in this year's free agency. One of the biggest stars we've ever had hit unrestricted free agency. Certainly, I think this is probably the biggest star we've ever had unrestricted free agency on this podcast. Brianna Stewart is an unrestricted free agent. So as Brianna Stewart's agent, I get to dictate where I want to go. So I'm going to list out the teams that I want to hear from. Seattle, obviously we love you. So you're going to be last out of a gesture of good respect. But here are the teams I want to hear from. And let me know if you're not interested in signing Breanne Stewart, because we would like to have that on record. I want to hear from Washington. I want to hear from New York. I want to hear from Chicago. I want to hear from Las Vegas. And then I want to hear from Seattle. So which one of those teams wants to start?
Do you want to just go in the order?
Diana Taurasi?
No.
I mean, I feel comfortable saying that if we go in the order you just listed, you had Washington first. So, yeah. You know, I think hopefully every team's interested in Breanne Stewart, but certainly we'd be interested as well if she wanted to make a home. A lot of advantages to being in Washington, especially being on the East Coast, make it easier to travel back and forth.
So you guys would probably, I mean, Jacob, if you can, I don't know how we can confirm this, but if we, so this would be assuming, because I do want the Supermax as well. So I'm assuming you guys are willing to try to get a sign and trade. I don't know how willing Seattle would be to do that, but if you could offer something of value to Seattle, and they've already said that they love me and they want me to be happy. So I would assume that they're going to be willing to work with the team that I want to go to get something in return for me. If that's the case, do you think you can maneuver a trade if I want to go to Washington?
I haven't discussed that. I'd be open to it. I don't know if you want to get a list of all the possible teams first and then figure out who should negotiate.
Well, you can only sign for the Supermax if you're re-signing with your previous team. So if someone like Stewart wants the Supermax, she either has to re-sign with Seattle or ask Seattle to work out a trade so that she is essentially re-signing with them and then being immediately traded to the team she actually wants to go to. So if Seattle says, if you want to play for the Supermax, play here, and that's it, then she can only get it in Seattle. Seattle would have to work with her for her to get it anywhere else.
We might bluff that, but we're definitely not going to stick to that.
Okay. So I've heard from Washington. All right, so Las Vegas. Let me talk to you. Alfred. Let me give you something to chew on. All right. So obviously you guys want Breanne Stewart, if possible. Right?
If we're Las Vegas?
Yes.
I don't know. Do we necessarily?
That's a long pause.
That's a long pause.
Kevin Durant to the Warriors situation. What are we talking about?
Las Vegas has a few seconds to turn around their attitude, or else we're moving on.
I think if we're Las Vegas, we've already proven that we can beat Breanne Stewart. So I don't think we necessarily need Breanne Stewart, especially for the long term, knowing that we have all WNBA-esque pieces on our team. I think New York would be more willing to take Breanne Stewart than Vegas.
I will say the cap situation that Vegas is in, having locked up all their players for so long, it would be nearly impossible to find the pieces to make that trade work that functions under the cap and is reasonable for Seattle. Well, I will just say that.
You send a load of the money back to Seattle if they're willing to take it, basically.
They would do Las Vegas has completely disrespected Breanne Stewart. If they want to play against her, they get to play against her. We're done. We're going home. I don't want to hear from New York right now, to be honest. Chicago, I know things are sticky. And I know you have a lot of other questions to answer. But let's say you're able to get the band back together. How do you think you can fit in a little Stewie into your action?
Well, if Stewie wants to come here, then obviously we want her. But we would have to say that would essentially mean you're not getting the whole of the band back together, because unless someone's going to play for the vet minimum, that's not happening in getting it under the cap. So she could come here. She could play with Courtney Vandersloot. She could play with Candace Parker. I doubt she'd be playing with Emma Mieseman, frankly, because the money wouldn't work.
No.
She would be Emma Mieseman's replacement.
But so you probably could fit in Vandersloot and Parker if they want. Maybe not the whole kit and caboodle, but you know, most of their.
Okay. That works. That'll Emma work. Can take a season off.
I can take a season.
Concentrate on Eurobasket.
Okay. I like this. So Chicago's still in. Washington, it seems a little lukewarm, but we'll see. Chicago still has a lot more questions. No. Lukewarm on our part. Just thinking about it. You know, probably if Chicago could get back Candace Parker and Courtney Vandersloot, then maybe they provide a good destination. And let's talk about probably the most rumored destination by me for Breanne Stewart, which would be the New York Liberty.
New York is willing to do whatever it takes to get Breanna Stewart into New York. I will say, though, that if we go with just the regular max, we wouldn't necessarily need to do a trade. But if we go for the Supermax, we are definitely willing to offer Seattle some pieces, since I think we do have assets that not a lot of other teams would have. I think if Breanna Stewart wants to come to New York, she's coming to a team that has a former teammate of hers that she won a championship with Natasha Howard. We have the point guard of the future in Sabrina Ionescu, whereas a lot Seattle may have some difficulties, especially there's the Jewel Lloyd factor, considering she may not resign next year. So I think that New York would definitely be a willing spot. And we also have her friend and teammate in Steph Dolson. So I think Stu York would definitely be something she would like.
Some family connections there too. She is from, she's from the state of New York, not from New York City. That's interesting. The winning situation is not quite as good in New York as it would be in either Washington or a full-strength Chicago. Okay, let's hear from Seattle. Seattle, tell me why I should come back.
I mean, the list of reasons is long. I'll keep it short for this particular pitch. But number one, this is a place that you're comfortable with, you're familiar with. We've supported you throughout your career. You know, you want to talk about playing with friends. Jewel Lloyd has become one of your closest friends, and your partnership on the court is an incredibly powerful one in terms of, you know, your ability to both be shot makers and threats and take defensive pressure off of each other. Yes, Jewel's only signed for one more year, but we're confident that if you stay around, that she's going to stay around as long as you do. It's, you know, kind of all up to you. Obviously, we're losing Sue Bird. That's going to be an adjustment at point guard, but we've got some aggressive plans in free agency to try to replace her and maintain, you know, quality at that position that we've become accustomed to here in Seattle. And then the last piece of it is, you saw the reaction for Sue over those last handful of games before her retirement. That happened because of the fact that she played her entire career in Seattle. And there's a chance for you to enjoy that same kind of love from this city, which is a hotbed for women's basketball, when you retire, if you play your entire career. So we'd love to have you do that, and we hope you will.
That's a really good pitch. Is Mercedes Russell, is she okay?
She's been working out, yeah. So, you know, we're anticipating having her back on the court next season, or, you know, potentially could make some moves to supplement that position.
All right. Yeah, so, I think I'm all right. I think I like Seattle more than New York. I'm sorry, New York. I just don't believe in, I don't believe in the situation, the winning situation there. And if I'm going to a non-winning situation, I think I'll bet on Seattle a little bit more. I like Washington, and it is very interesting because that's East Coast, big market, good facilities, everything you'd want that somewhere else can provide, but I believe
easy to fly to Spain to see your in-laws.
That's another thing that I was going to mention. East Coast makes it a little bit easier, which would also come into factor in New York. But I don't know. I just think that Seattle pitch was really good. And if it's between, because Seattle would be, I'm leaving because there's a really good chance to win a championship, and win a championship somewhere else. So I think Washington
aggressive. New York is willing to be aggressive to build a contender as well. We believe you could be the piece.
I know there's a lot of stuff that's locked down there, and not a ton of it I believe in to be championship pieces. Jewel Lloyd's the single best piece that I could partner with outside of Washington. So Washington would have to work out a trade with Seattle, and then Chicago just has so much else going on that I do want to. I don't know if I should make a decision quite yet. I feel like there's other things I need answered as to how Breanna Stewart can move forward. So I don't know how we want to do this, because maybe Washington, Seattle can try to work out a trade. Maybe Chicago can work with some of their free agents. Maybe Seattle can work with some of Chicago's free agents. And we could do that. Would there be a big would anyone have a big objection to that if we went to – because I realized what you guys were saying before we got on that. It'd be good to do someone like Courtney Vandersloot, Candace Parker first, because that makes Breanna Stewart's decision make a lot more sense.
Well, there is one that Washington, I mean, I didn't really think that Elena would be a great option. I mean, obviously you asked the question, but we'd be interested in her. It's like, well, certainly. So if we get to the player that I had assumed was a much more likely candidate, which you may or may not get it, be able to, then I might jump in and do that. But Kevin and I can try to negotiate on the side.
If Brianna Stewart's actually interested in Chicago, it does make it rather more complicated for us if you want to do other stuff first, because obviously this is cap space we would use on other people.
It's getting too complicated. I did this last year at Jewel Lloyd, and honestly, it worked out. So Seattle, let's talk about years. I think I'm willing to come back. Yeah, I think I'm coming back to Seattle. That retirement pitch was really good. Sue got to, have just that great moment. I'm not sure I'm going to get that moment elsewhere. So the prioritization rule is going to be a factor. If Jacob, are you, do you have time to just briefly explain what's going to happen with prioritization?
Yeah, so for any player, and this is something to keep in mind once we get further down the road, but any player with 3 or more years of service is going to be subject to this. And it's going to change over time, but essentially get back to your team by regular season and in the future get back by training camp. Or you're going to be either suspended, you're going to not be able to sign a contract, or you're going to be fined pretty heavily. So,
right. And Stewie did cite that as a reason to sign a 1-year deal last off season, even though there's people kind of jumped to, well, is there some sort of workaround? If you're not under contract, you no longer subject to the prioritization rules, which is not true. Yeah. So
it doesn't matter if she signs a 1-year deal this year.
To be clear, right, what's the cost to her if she signs a multi-year contract and then just doesn't show up? And there's cost to Seattle.
Not wanting to commit to that from her standpoint.
Yeah, it would be a decrease, essentially a fine for the percentage of the season that she misses, essentially. So next season that would include the training camp as well. So
right, but wouldn't it be zero not next
season, the following season?
Isn't it just $0 either way in like 2024?
Yes,
if she doesn't play, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't.
So it doesn't matter if she signed and she doesn't play. It's like being suspended. Right.
Yeah. But I mean, also to a certain extent, Brianna Stewart made this an issue that she wants to speak on and this is important to her, obviously, because she's spoken on it in the media. Yes. So I think for her, it's kind of like a statement to say, I'm taking a 1-year deal because, I don't want to commit to this league if they're not going to support their players, or whatever she would say in the situation. So I think 1-year supermax is what I'm willing to go back for in Seattle. Let's run it back one more time. I want to see what you guys do in free agency. You really have to wow me, because next year we're going to figure out exactly what's happening with prioritization, with my European schedule. So I need to know that this year you guys are trying to go for a championship and we're building towards the future. Is that a deal?
Undoubtedly the case, yes.
All right, Brianna Stewart coming back to Seattle on a 1-year supermax. I'm going to try to have this stuff ticking at the bottom. I'll see if I can do that.
Fancy.
I have some. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see on the bottom some of the deals if I'm able to do that, because I might not be able to.
And before we move on to another player, it looks like we have a trade. I will let Bobby take that over and announce what's happened. I've already adjusted the cap sheets accordingly.
So the Minnesota Lynx are acquiring Skylar Diggins-Smith and are sending to Phoenix Natalie Achonwa, the number 12 pick, the number 16 pick, the number 24 pick, and a first-round pick next year from Minnesota, which I'm very excited about as a Notre Dame alum. And as somebody who would like to see Minnesota have actual point guards for the first time in a couple of years. Well, at least Clarendon did pretty well in 2021, and then they were not brought back. So, point guard play been a bit of a problem in Minnesota. That a little bit, at least for a good part of the season.
All right, so this is a massive trade. Obviously Minnesota. Oh well, it doesn't look right. Obviously Minnesota has struggled greatly, as you mentioned, Bobby, with that point guard position. It seems like a great trade for Minnesota in that regard. Phoenix, how are you feeling? I don't think this was a deal you probably wanted to make, but you got some stuff out of it.
Yeah, we think that the little extra cap space generated by going from Skylar to Achonwa is going to help us out in free agency. We also think that we can use these picks to immediately try to get some veterans right now. This is not a one move that we're going for this offseason. It just happened to be that Skylar wasn't exactly the fit we wanted in Phoenix, so we're going to try to turn that into something else.
Yeah, it's definitely not because Skylar didn't want to be there. It just didn't fit there in Phoenix.
We're building around Diana Taurasi. I think I mentioned that as the start of this pitch. So.
For the future, right? Yeah.
Skylar is on to Minnesota. It's a really interesting move. And Minnesota, I'm expecting you guys to come up a little bit. Do you guys have cap space? What's the cap situation there in Minnesota now?
We cleared the Achanwa. So we have a little bit of wiggle room. Not a ton, but we have some.
Okay. There's assuming obviously that Minnesota retains their number two draft pick. There's essentially room for Minnesota to get one player at about $135,000, $140,000 range, and then the rest are going to have to be league minimums, which is fine because they're now up to four players over $200,000, which is quite a lot. And Collier, obviously not a protected contract, but you're never going to win a piece of Collier.
Yeah,
so.
My worksheet, I have factored in the qualifying offer for Carlton in the number two pick, and it has a max bid of about $125,000, slightly less. So.
All right. And so for Phoenix, your cap, you've opened up some quite a bit of cap room, about $100,000 in cap, right?
A little bit less, but yeah, there's some wiggle room there, yeah.
All right. So we have some movers and shakers. We have a team looking for a point guard. We're going to do one more person before we we're going to do one more person before we get to the point guard that is on the board. And the another huge name, Candace Parker, is a free agent yet again. She's looking. Oh, we gotta pull up my plans for Candace. She's looking around. There's places that could get her interested, but really, Chicago is my hometown, and I think somewhere I'd like to finish my career. However, I do want to hear from one team, Los Angeles. Let me know what you guys got going on. Regime there. Don't have any problems with the regime now.
No, I mean, our head coach didn't say anything weird about you during last postseason or anything like that.
I forgot about that, actually.
No, we're thinking back to 2015 when Kurt Miller was a successful assistant coach on a great Candace Parker season in Los Angeles. That's obviously a thing that is very much in everyone's memory right now. We still have Neko Gumake. Presumably, she is our number one priority in free agency to retain in Los Angeles. And you love NECA, love playing with NECA. And as much as Chicago is your home, you did play here for over a decade. And we had some pretty good times where we're trying to start anew here. And we think that you are the perfect way to, I don't know, sort of move past the last couple of years and relaunch the Los Angeles Sparks as the golden franchise that they're supposed to be in the WNBA. So if you want to come back, we would absolutely love to have you.
Is Alina allowed to try to negotiate this one? I know Candace.
I'll hear a quick pitch.
I have Candace Parker on my background.
Angeles Sparks lineup.
Oh, well.
Give me a 30-second pitch on why she come to Atlanta. I don't think she's particularly interested, but, you know.
She's gotten used to Atlanta a little bit with her time with TNT, her work with TNT and NBA TV. And Ryan Howard is an extremely exciting player we do want her to play some power forward, but she definitely cannot do that for full 30 minutes per game. And we think that her long-term defensive role, while not quite the same as Candace Parker's, would benefit greatly from the influence of Parker's tutelage. And we are really trying to compete. We have an exciting young player. And we have a good coach who really values the defensive end of the ball. That's so important to Candace. And so we would like to make a 2-year max.
Okay.
With the full raises.
We appreciate it, Atlanta. I think as I was listening to that, it just kind of crystallized my mind. We need a championship contender because it's probably going to be it's close to the end. Got a lot more, as she said before, got a lot more basketball behind her than in front of her. So as much as Atlanta's situation is interesting, the word tutelage was brought up. I don't think Candace Parker's in a place to be thinking about her tutelage yet. She's thinking about her talents on the court. So let's see. You know what? Seattle. I just want to hear it. Just want to hear it. How's it gonna? Do you think you guys can work with me? Work me in?
We could definitely figure something out here. I mean, You know, you look at the legends of women's basketball who have come through Seattle, obviously the players you associate with the Storm, but think about Tina Thompson, Cheryl Swoops, Katie Smith, Tina Charles, players who have all come to the Storm later in their careers like you are and enjoyed the experience. And, you know, I think we'd certainly love to have you.
Okay. All right, Chicago, let's talk. Can we just start? Let's say 1 year, if we're starting at 1 year, and super is, if I want the Supermax, you will give me the Supermax.
We would like to think that you value.
Pause.
Yeah, because I.
The answer was yes.
I wasn't expecting you to say that because we know that you want to try and win a title, and you know as well as anybody the cap math that works into this. But if you want it, sure.
If I take a Supermax, can you fit a Supermax in for my friend Courtney Vandersloot?
Yes, but again, then Meisman might get rather less likely to show up if we can't pay her properly, and then the load gets heavier on Candace to try and carry the team. I can tell you what my plan was for all three of you if you all want to buy in.
Wait, who's all three of us?
That was Courtney Vandersloot, Candace Barker, Emma Meisman, three mainstays of a team that won, was it 26 games last season? 26 games last season, and should have gone further in the playoffs than we did. I basically was going to offer all three of you $200,000 because that's the edge of the max. Everyone's getting the same. Everyone's happy. You all fit. It leaves a little bit of space to try and fit the rest of the roster in. And yeah, I was hoping that you would all be willing to work with us on that. But like you say, Courtney and Candace are both hugely important to us, and we will pay more than that if that's what it takes to keep you.
Yeah, I think for planning purposes, Candace is fine. She would be willing to do that, I think. At 200... Can you make it just 205,000? Just
smash Kelly a copper.
Yeah, I don't want to be this. Don't want to be a second highest paid player on this team.
Okay. Yep. 205.
All right.
Is that for all three, or is that just for Candace for now?
That's just for Candace now, because I'm not sure Courtney Vandersloot's that interested in that. But we could start. We could do 205 for Candace. For 1 year to Chicago. But if you guys strike out, I want all my money. Okay.
Right. So yeah, you're going.
Don't strike out.
We hope we don't.
But yeah, so if it contingent on you guys needing the money, if not, we'll come back. We can come back and.
So you're definitely saying yes to signing. It's just the amount that we're worrying about. Okay.
The amount, and that will dictate some of your other plans. But okay, Candace Parker in the fold. I'm sorry to the other teams for
making. I did actually. I did want to just ask, is there, I'm assuming that's full protected?
Yes.
Perfect.
Sure.
Yeah. Candace is not willing to take a chance. All right. Moving on. Everyone's good with Courtney Vandersloot now.
What right. With Courtney Vandersloot? To go next. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So good. Moving on to Courtney Vandersloot. She's heard, Candace told her what Chicago said. So we know we understand the offer that's on Chicago's table. Who is interested, has a winning situation, and can give me a lot of money?
Storm here.
Hey, Storm.
We're willing to pay you whatever it takes. We'd negotiate a sign and trade with Chicago if that's necessary, and if you want the Supermax. Look, this is where you're from. You haven't had a chance to play in the Pacific Northwest since you were at Gonzaga and had that incredible run there. We'd also love to have Allie Quigley if she wants to come back and finish her career in Seattle, where it started as a second-round pick way back in 2008. So we think that, you know, that would give us continuity at point guard, where we've had all-star Hall of Fame caliber play for so many years. We think we'd get that from you as well. And we think if we bring you in, we're suddenly favorites to win the championship.
I would agree. I would hope that bringing me in makes you guys a favorite. Let's see. So my standard max with you guys would be 202, right?
Jacob, be about $202,000 for this year?
I believe, yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I just don't know. Want to make sure.
Yep, right. 202,154.
So that's a slightly less than what Chicago would be offering me, which was $200,000. Should be now $205,000.
Sure. And like I said, we'll go higher if that's what it takes. But again, we're trying to build a roster.
Now, is there any, you know, in a world where Courtney absolutely does not want to go back to Chicago, is there a Seattle sign and trade that could work? You literally only have Mercedes Russell, right?
Well, I mean, we have some draft picks that we could offer to Chicago as well.
But you like, but they're going to be crappy draft picks if you're as good as you're expecting to be.
Well, look, you can take the draft picks or you can take nothing in Chicago. Those are your choices.
I mean, only if she's willing to sign for the standard max.
Courtney's willing to hear one other team. Is there anyone else who feels like they have a real winning situation for me?
Okay, so Phoenix, we made the playoffs last year despite one of the most ridiculous situations of all time cluttering our season. Okay, we don't expect all of that to be resolved in 2023, but we do have a formula for how this works with Brandon Turner at center, a lot of shooting, a lot of pace around her, and we think Courtney Vandersloot is the perfect point guard to lead that type of offense. We think you would absolutely excel playing next to Tarazi and all of the spacing that we have around her, and you have seen the crowds in Phoenix. You've seen the way this franchise loves everyone who comes through, the fans particularly. This is just very supportive, you know, crew at whatever it's called now, the Footprint Center. I can't remember. But
Talking Stick Arena?
I think that's even older than that. I don't know. But this is, I think, an excellent place for you to continue your career and just really take over a new team and show that you can be the absolute engine for our offense going forward.
Yeah, I chose it was a better pitch than I thought it was going to be, Phoenix. Unfortunately, I think I'm going to pass. But you know, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. And you
got to get a word in.
we appreciate it, and obviously
Atlanta would also like to get a word in.
Hold on, Atlanta, and also it's fine. You guys can keep, it's fine, Atlanta. We appreciate it.
I'm sorry that I messed up the Parker pitch, but I should find out if they actually are represented by the same agency to see if that information actually transferred about the bulky pitch.
Yeah, we heard Atlanta's pitch. We're familiar with what they do. But with all due respect, we're in the twilight of our career.
Different agencies. Right,
let's I think it's coming down to Seattle and Chicago for realsies. Now, Seattle, if it's not, I mean, obviously Chicago's willing to go all the way up. You know, with Candace back in Chicago, this is really tough, man. Because full disclosure, part of me was saying, hey, if Candace goes back to Chicago, Courtney's probably going to go back to Chicago. But now it's Brianna Stewart's in Seattle.
I mean, can I add to what, to give my pitch to what all of the, everyone else was saying? I mean, she's made a home in Chicago. We've shown she can win here. She likes these players. She likes this coach. No one actually knows whether Noel Quinn is a good coach or not yet.
Spicy.
This is a place where it has a winning culture, a winning team. We feel like we would like her to stay here for the whole of her career. Again, you just heard the pitch in Seattle about how much being a one team player can mean and how much that adds to your legacy at the end of the day. She could be what Sue Bird is to Seattle. She can be to that to the Chicago Sky. So yeah, come back.
Can Seattle throw in another word here?
Yeah, give me like 30 seconds, and then I'm making a decision.
Think about the core that you're playing with in Seattle. It's Brianna Stewart and Jewel Lloyd, players in the prime of their career. There's, you know, a window here if we keep the three of you together in a way that there's not in Chicago with players at the tail end of their career.
With players like Kalia Copper and Emma Meisman, who are both in their 20s as well.
Yeah.
But I think Candace Parker was a pretty important factor in your championship.
Yeah. Who's willing to pay Allie Quigley more? Because honestly, that's a pretty big part of this, because that's a dual income that is going to make me more than just accepting a Supermax somewhere, the extra 30. So who's willing to offer Allie Quigley some money? I don't know if this is allowed, to be honest, but who's got it?
I mean, we were thinking starting at 1 year, 100,000 for Quigley as a starting point.
All right, Chicago.
I had Quigley on my sheet for 120.
All right, Chicago it is. And all right, let's
Atlanta
do it.
Atlanta was prepared to offer 160 to Quigley.
Yeah, but you're not winning. No offense. You're not winning next year. We need to win.
Better that year. Turner contract and they come back to her.
Wow. So we'll, did we lose this by lowballing Allie Quigley?
Oh man, it's the dual income. What do you want me to do? The situations are like.
We'd be happy to match the 120. That was just a starting point.
It's the willingness. It's the willing. And also, you just gotta make a decision. I was leaning Chicago because I just think that's you want to go back to Reno, and obviously James Wade knows how to use her, and they can't get in that one because it feels like a 1 year thing. I think for both Vandersloot and Parker, at least in terms of their contract, they may play another year, but just keeping that one together, I think they would do that. They were valued there. I think it's happy. No offense to Seattle. Obviously, that made it really tough.
Seeing how well it worked out for Candace, going home, you'd think that'd be an interesting little thing to consider for Courtney Vandersloot.
It was very interesting, but at the same time, it's like...
Stop trying to talk him out of it.
Richard, yeah.
The decision is made. Courtney
every year, I feel like we don't go wild enough on these decisions.
That so
we
got to
think outside the box.
Very, very true. It's always wilder than we do.
Because I'm trying to get my clients the best deal. Yeah. Okay, that's what we're trying to do here. But
so because that was 1 year, 205,000 is what we heard, right?
Yeah, we'll start at 200. Same thing with Candace, 205,000.
Is Quigley's deal guaranteed?
I was just going to ask that.
Quigley's deal is guaranteed.
Okay.
So wait, does that give us how many does that give us in Chicago?
I believe only four.
Still only four.
Yeah. Yeah. Because two of the protected deals are rookie protection, like fourth years. And those don't count against year six. So
All right.
Richard did hit the central irony here, which is the exact same pitch that the Storm makes to Breanna Stewart is the same pitch for Chicago against the Storm for Courtney Vandersloot.
Yes, indeed. I think they're leaning towards going back together for one more year, I hope. All right. Well, hey, maybe that quip about not being crazy enough. Sabrina, you have the next two. Let's start with NECA. NECA's looking for a winning situation because it has been tough in Los Angeles. She is excited about the direction with Kurt Miller and moving forward. And she wants to, she wants to hear from Los Angeles, but she also wants to hear from these other teams that could use her services. So let's open it up. It has to be a winning situation. So winning next year. And NECA is probably more open to signing a multi-year deal than the players we just talked about. So who's got a pitch for me?
Storm here.
All right, Storm.
I mean, I think the combination of you and Breanna Stewart, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to offer you the number 30, but the two of you playing together at times at 4 and 5, times at 3 and 4, with Gabby Williams not likely being on the roster this season, we think that could be an incredibly potent combination. The floor spacing we offer could open things up for you inside. We think this would be a great opportunity for you to come and be part of a winning situation.
That's a great pitch, as Seattle tends to have when they have Breanna Stewart and Jewel Lloyd on the roster. Who else has a pitch for me? No one? Just Seattle? We're just in Seattle. No one? New York? What happened? No. New York! Just the New York? Wow, Jonathan Cobb just very confident in what he's building there.
Cold.
Atlanta? Cold. Atlanta?
So, you know what? Yeah, Atlanta. Thanks for speaking up. I'll hear you out. Let's hear it.
I just think that Cheyenne Parker's face-up game would give NECA plenty of opportunities to work on the interior, on offense, get to her preferred spots. Her defensive communication would really help our team. Having a defense-first coach would be really strong. We are being very aggressive behind the scenes, working to embed more talent in this Atlanta organization. Trust us, we're not where we're going to finish. And again, you get to play with one of the most exciting young players who will provide plenty of space as an outside shooter, will provide secondary rim protection from the forward spots. We are interested in experimenting with you at the five in ultra small lineups. That is something that would interest you. And we're just, and Atlanta is as going to be as good as anybody in looking to find guards who will be able to get you in your spots.
All right. To go Atlanta though, she is going to need the Supermax. That's non-negotiable. So you're going to need a workout sign trade. That's not impossible. Given how many years I've given to Los Angeles, one would assume they would be willing to work for me. If they're not,
honestly, kind of surprised that Los Angeles did not offer a core qualifying offer or did not.
Oh, we're not allowed to offer it to NECA.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
NECA's had it. Yeah. I'm completely free now.
Rest assured, we would have had that been an option, NECA.
We appreciate it. NECA knows how much Los Angeles both loves her and needs her. So Los Angeles, tell me something about your plans, because right now, looking at the roster, obviously we've struggled the last couple of years. Are you guys rebuilding? Are we not rebuilding? What are we doing?
We are trying to make the playoffs this year. We realize that we have taken longer than we expected to move on from the Candace Parker and Chelsea Gray departures in 2021. Obviously, you are not happy with the way the last 2 years went. We are not happy with the way the last 2 years went, but we've brought in a coach who really brought out some of your best basketball when he was here as an assistant coach under Brian Agler. We feel very confident in the type of direction that he can lead our franchise. And we also know how much being in Los Angeles means to you. You've talked at length about how much building this franchise back up means that, you know, this year kind of felt like you were in a house without the floor plan. And now you have the floor plan. You're going to be invited in all of the decisions we make this offseason. You're going to be at the very center of everything we decide to do. And I mean, we know we can bring out the best in you. We have. You just had an all WNBA season last year. And this, your sister plays here in Los Angeles too, if that, you know, adds to anything. But we just know how much.
Doesn't.
She's coming back if you want her to come back. Let's be clear. But being in Los Angeles, like having your whole career with one franchise, we know that you want your number 30 up in the rafters at whatever the arena will be named when that happens. So, we just know, like, you are the face of the Los Angeles Sparks. Everything we do is geared around you. We are fully convinced that we can have a better, more coherent team around you, especially with Kurt Miller in charge. This is the place for you. This is, you know, everything is geared around Neko Gumake.
My number is getting retired regardless, I hope.
Of this 100%, decision. Yes. Yeah, it's only Candace is not. Don't worry.
There we go. Only Candace is not. Okay. Because she turned you down twice. It's just the thing with Los Angeles for NECA is if she wants to compete for a title, and one would assume she does, considering how competitive all these people are, it'd be really tough to build a team that can compete this year. So really it would have to be for the long term. I don't know how much I trust this organization to build something long term. What's the offer on the table, Seattle?
We'd be comfortable talking with LA about a sign and trade, but certainly we'd be comfortable going the lower max for as many years as you want.
I know Atlanta is, kind of in the rear, but if we're talking about signing trade, we would be willing to offer. Tiffany Hayes is under a suspended contract.
Can you trade her?
What?
Can you trade her?
We could also talk about a sign and trade as well.
Okay.
That would be instrumental in helping Los Angeles compete for the playoffs.
Atlanta, I really
NECA
I really
would be instrumental in helping Los Angeles compete for the playoffs.
I'm just saying, NECA doesn't want to go to Los Angeles, which is
everything NECA has said leads me to believe that she wants to stay in Los Angeles.
No, I think so.
The other possibilities, we could trade our first round pick next year in exchange for the 14th pick, and then NECA. That's also something we would like.
I just don't know if there's a winning team here. I do think, though, honestly, of all the people we talked about, I would say NECA probably has the strongest tie, right, to going back to Los Angeles. But I don't know how the last few years play out. So Supermax as long as I want it, right, Los Angeles?
Absolutely, whatever you want.
And if I ever want to get traded, you guys will trade me.
I can't see why you would want to get traded given the direction that we're going in. Okay. But again, whatever your desires are is how we are building this franchise.
Okay. Is there, Seattle, if you could give me the Supermax of, let's say Los Angeles, I say no. Would there be a deal there for Seattle?
we'd be comfortable doing the Supermax. That's not an issue for us.
No, I'm saying, yeah, so Supermax as long as I want it.
Yeah.
And then if Los Angeles, is there interest in a sign trade? If let's assume I've said no, period.
Yeah, just calibrating, you know. I assume that would be a draft pick situation, or is Mercedes Russell on the table, Kevin?
Oh, she's on the table, yeah.
Okay. Is she healthy? Like, what's happening there?
She's working out.
what sort of a, if we're not talking Russell, what sort of picks are on the table?
I mean, we'd be happy to send her as part of this trade, but I mean, we have this year's number 9 pick and next year's first round pick, and also multiple second rounders.
I mean, I think we'd obviously like to engage in a sign and trade if you're not going to come to Los Angeles, but like, what sort of roster is happening in Seattle beyond these three players?
The two players are kind of important, better than anyone pretty... we have on our.
No,
the
I'm just saying they had
Seattle's roster are better than the five players combined on Los Angeles.
No, I'm just saying, like, we saw like a
that players... is Kendi Carter slander, but
is she on LA's roster?
She is on LA's roster.
I was being pretty option. Nice to Kendi Carter there.
I'd pay money to see a 5-on-2 match, though.
We picked up the option.
You know.
Can we like negotiate the particulars of the sign and trade on the side if you want to go to Seattle? Because I'm pretty sure we can come to something.
Yeah, I don't know. I got the feeling that I'm going back. I'm sorry. I know I should be more crazy and doing crazy stuff, but it just makes a lot more sense for Nneka Ogumike to go back to the Sparks. Let's do because I think she wants to get back on the market. Let me see exact how old is she right now?
32.
Oh, we got plenty of time we could blow 2 more years on the Sparks. Just to see where it goes, because it is home. I don't want to, you know, they wasted a couple years on Derek Fisher. I don't think they're going to waste any more. With me, I do trust Kurt Miller. 2-year Supermax, sound good?
Let's do it.
All right, she's going back. Welcome to Los back. Angeles. Welcome back. That was stressful. That was stressful.
Very stressful.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't think I'm being unrealistic saying that these players are going to go back. It just seems like it makes a lot of sense. I mean, does anyone have a big problem with this? Objections?
I think we'll see at least one of these players leave.
Right. So yeah, one of these.
They all have a chance. I think all of them seem right individually. Collectively, the chances they'll all be the same are close to zero.
Exactly. That's fair enough.
This also happened in our first mock off season. I think we had Candace Parker on the block, and I had her go back just because of the same situation. Obviously, that didn't turn out right. I think it was Chelsea Gray and I think Chelsea Gray and Candace Parker both went back to LA in that first mock off season. So
Richard had to do some hilarious cap management to make that happen.
Yeah, remember that? Yes.
Can you simulate Derek Fisher?
Yeah. If there was not a coaching change, LA would have not had a pitch, but we're happy there. Let's do Diana Taurasi really quick. I don't know. Yeah, let's just whatever. I don't know how many years Supermax, but we're.
I don't think this is going to take very long. I mean, we got rid of Skylar for you, so Supermax for 1 year.
You want to do 1 year?
I assume this is a year to year decision for you at this point. But if you want to do multiple years, by all means.
We'll do 1 year.
All right.
1 year back. Diana Taurasi. Does anyone else have a pitch? Atlanta, did you want to pitch Diana Taurasi?
I mean, it would have been interesting if she came to Seattle to replace Sue Bird, but I think...
Oh, now, Seattle should have gotten in there. The ink just dried. Okay.
I thought LA might make a pitch and we'd have Sabrina arguing against each other. One side.
Sabrina was already doing that with the Skylar Diggins-Smith trade.
Yeah, LA couldn't come up with as good of a package as Minnesota.
I wonder why. And that's a wrap on part 1 of 3 of the WNBA mock free agency. We saw a lot of superstars return home. Breanna Stewart, Courtney Vandersloot, Candace Parker, Nneka Ogumike, and Diana Taurasi all re-signed with their former teams. Let me know in comments or on Twitter at HerHoopStats if you think the player agent, me, got that right, and which star you think is the most likely to move and where you'd like to see them. We did see one superstar move in a trade with Skylar Diggins-Smith going to the Minnesota Lynx, providing them with their first elite point guard since Lindsey Whalen retired. Now, with all the superstars gone,
We move into a slightly different feeling part two. It's going to be more explosive, more player movement. So stay tuned for that right here on the Her Hoop Stats Podcast Network. And make sure you subscribe and drop us a like, because that means a lot to us. So have a good day, and I'll talk to you very soon.